Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. So today I'm here with Gil Orantia, who became the director of the Arizona Department of Homeland Security in June 2009. Prior to heading Arizona's homeland security efforts at the state, he served in the FBI for 26 years. Mr. Orantia brings a national and global perspective on counterterrorism that is gained from vast counterterrorism experience, including the supervision of an FBI counterterrorism squad in Phoenix and serving 8 years as a supervisory special agent. 4 of those years, he helped lead the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in Phoenix, Arizona, located at the Arizona Fusion Center, known as the Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center. Director Orantia currently serves as the chair of the National Governors Association Governors Homeland Security Advisors Council. So, Director Orantia, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thanks for having me.
Great. So to begin with, I just want to get an idea of, from your perspective, being out in Arizona, what is one threat or hazard that kind of keeps you awake at night and, you know, maybe a reason why that would be?
Well, I've got to say, there isn't just one threat. I think in today's world, if we look at what we're seeing now globally, nationally, it's more than one threat. And I honestly think it's the complexity of the threat. You know, we're concerned about issues involving cyber, counterterrorism, homegrown violent extremists. We have issues with drug cartels, transnational criminal organizations. And I think it's more than one, and it really is a complex time that we're living in. And of course, here in Arizona, we particularly worry about the vulnerability that the border presents for us. The border is an important place for us. We're defined by the border in many ways, and there's 373 miles that we share with Mexico and the state of Sonora. So I think it has to do with all of those things, Rosemary, that would make us concerned about our security.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, you know, you mentioned border security, which, of course, in the East Coast here, us being wedged in the middle of the East Coast, that's something we don't often have to contend with. So I'd love to hear more about some of the issues you're tackling as it relates to border security with some of those drug cartels and transnational organizations.
So essentially, I think when we look at the border, and we're defined, again, like I say, we're so proud of being from the Southwest. 4 states share the border with Mexico. And one of the things that is very, very important for us here in Arizona is to understand that Mexico is our number one trade partner, in all actuality, Arizona's number one trade partner. And so we recognize that when we're dealing with Mexico, it's not just on the security portion of what we do. It has to do with making our area robust and the economy that's involved. Our governor, Governor Ducey, is very much into enhancing our trade posture with Mexico, and he is very, very dedicated to that, but he's also very dedicated to border security. And what we see on the border, of course, is a situation where we have a large area to keep track of, we being public safety. And that presents a real challenge. If you think about the terrain that Arizona has along the border, we have canyons, we have areas that are very difficult to traverse and patrol, and people are working at night. That can be very, very dangerous. We have issues with communications still. You know, there are areas that are dead zones for communications, which makes it difficult for our border patrol as well as our sheriff's departments and our local, state, and local and tribal officials to work in. It makes it a challenge still, even today. We have issues involving human smuggling, as you know, drug smuggling. A lot of the drug trafficking that comes into the United States sadly comes through our border down through this area. And that's a question of geography. If you look at the map and you look at the map of Mexico, many of the opium and the poppy fields, opium is produced just south in the Mexico areas of northwest Mexico, as well as down into central Mexico. Much of that production takes place there, so it's only natural that Arizona would be a place that these organizations would try to smuggle their product into the United States. So it's a real challenge for all of us. And as an HSA, I've got the responsibility to work my department as well as everybody within my department to work in conjunction with the different agencies to help this. And one of the things that we do is we're involved in the support of Operation Stone Garden, which is a grant program that helps with enhancing the security posture by helping with providing overtime money for state, local, tribal governments and officers to help patrol and work in conjunction with the Border Patrol. So that is something that has been a very, very effective program, and we've been very much a part of that in all of the different meetings we're involved with.
Great, yeah. Just out of curiosity, I mean, you addressed that there are a lot of unique needs Arizona has. And so just to expand on that a little more, how do you communicate these needs to the federal government to ensure Arizona securing the proper resources to secure the border?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways that that takes place. We simply have regular meetings with the federal government. We have situations where we have liaisons built. As an HSA, I am the liaison to federal DHS along with DPS director, Arizona Department of Public Safety director. So in essence, I will communicate issues. Also, we have the opportunity through our meetings and regional meetings with other stakeholders, we're able to relay information also to the federal government. The regular email system, we're in constant contact with Washington, D.C. through our email system. And then we have CIVETS also that we are involved in our Fusion Center. Our Fusion Center becomes one of the hubs for communication with the federal government. So all of these different ways are fairly common ways of doing that. But we also work through our federal delegation to Washington, D.C. in helping to brief our staffers, et cetera.
Great. So you mentioned briefly the Arizona Fusion Center, also known as the Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center. Can you just expand a little bit more about the relationship you have with the Fusion Center director in Arizona, as well as your office?
Yes, definitely. We have a very robust relationship, I do, with that center. And I was lucky enough to be able to work in it prior to my current job here with the state of Arizona. And, you know, here's the thing. Fusion centers are basically, in my opinion, a 21st century type of tool. It is something that we've got to have in each state, and we do have them in each state, including states and territories. I think there are a total of 76, but the relationship is paramount to doing things the way we want to get done in today's world. We learned post 9/11 that none of us can get this done as far as securing our state and our nation. It's got to be a team sport, as they say. And so that Fusion Center is a really critical point of contact. I got to tell you, as an investigator in the past, when we tried to reach out to another state, it was very difficult because there wasn't one point of contact to try to reach out to and get things pushed, either information pushed to them or receipt of information. And in today's world, that Fusion Center is paramount. That is that point of contact where you can reach out and get things out and push to states. And it's extremely important, Rosemary. It's one of the things that has really changed in the last 20 years.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. We rely very heavily here as well on our Fusion Center, as do many other HSAs across the nation. So, Director Arantia, you're also currently the chair of the Governor's Homeland Security Advisors Council. Just wondering what that means for you.
It's quite an honor to be the chair. And I'll tell you, the people that are involved with the GSAC as Homeland Security Advisors for each state and territory, they are a group that is a very, very diverse group. And by that, I mean you have professionals from different areas of security. You have National Guard generals. You have people who are commissioners of their public safety departments, former law enforcement folks, emergency managers, firefighters. And you bring this team together, and everybody has this vast amount of experience, and I just really love to get to those meetings because the thing that each person brings is very, very powerful. Everybody has a different lens that they can look at and look through and look at things differently. And when you bring those folks together, it's much like we do when we problem solve in disasters and in major incidents. And it brings just this breadth of experience that really, really is powerful. Super intense at times, and I'll tell you what, for me, it's just fascinating.
Yeah, agreed. I really enjoy the opportunity, having attended those in the past. So, Director Orantia, just to wrap up our final question here, I just got to get an understanding from you on how the Arizona Cardinals are looking this year and how they're going to do up against our East Coast teams.
Okay, well, that right there is something that we can really talk about, because I think the Cardinals are really on a high right now. I think they're moving in the right direction.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, sir, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.